thing where they take a great big log, kind of with the bark still on it, you know, put it in the back.
Yes.
And like they kind of bank the fire up against it so it'll reflect heat out into the room, you know. Did you ever have a name for that one big log?
No, we never used a big log like that.
Yeah.
We've always had our three logs on our on a platform. And then we'd put the screen up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there was a damper that the smoke would go up outside the house.
What do you call
But the heat would come back in here. See, you close the damper.
Yeah.
After all the smoke goes out, and then you close it, and your room's real nice and warm.
What do you call that black stuff that leaves in the chimney?
Smog. Smog or smudge, I think it is. It's black. You get it on you, and you could paint yourself up for Halloween or something like that.
Yeah.
That's called a smudge.
Okay. What, on the fireplace, what do you call that part that kind of sticks out in front of it?
Oh, that's just a metal piece where you can always, you have two things. You have like a spatula, but it's large, long handle, and it has just like a spatula on the bottom where you can scrape your ashes after they have dried down, and you put them in this metal bucket.
What did you have a name for that bucket?
We just call it a coal bucket. And then you have another one where you just poke, it had like a pinch where you would just pinch your log and turn it over. And that's what we have.
Sometimes on fireplaces, you know, there's an area that's just brick. It's just part of the floor that sort of sticks out. Sometimes it's raised and sometimes it's not.
Well, they keep it like that so the heat will come like this. But it wouldn't do no good because the heat will come up this way. So you wouldn't do no good if the heat went up.
Yeah.
You want the heat where it hits you, well, all around your legs and go across your bed line.
Yeah. Do you have a name for that kind of a brick thing that goes in front of the fireplace?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you ever hear it called a hearth or a hearth or anything like that?
No, I sure haven't.
Okay. Oh, what do you call that thing you're sitting in?
Recliner.
Okay, or another, a simpler name might be just a...
Relaxer is what I call it. When I say relax or go to sleep.
In the dining room, you usually have what kind of?
Let's see, you have a china closet, china cabinet. But I don't have one.
Me either. I wish I did.
My son said he'll make me one, but when? I'm waiting.
What else do you have in the dining room?
I have my dining room table and chairs.
Yeah.
And then I have a stereo that my son gave me.
What do you call this thing that I'm seeing?
Couch. A bed couch. It rolls out to a bed.
Okay. Do you have any other name besides couch that you might call it?
I wouldn't know what you'd call it. Unless you want to make a roll-up bed.
Okay. Anything else kind of like this, like a couch, you know, if it didn't make a bed that you might call it?
Well, you wouldn't call it a love seat because it wouldn't be too close together. You'd have to put three or four of them there to get you together and make love.
That wouldn't be too good. Well, what is a love seat exactly?
A love seat is just big enough for two people to get in.
Oh, okay. What do you call a piece of furniture in the bedroom, you know, that you put, has drawers and you put your clothes in?
Chiffonier.
What, would you describe that for me? Is it
okay. It's, well, I have one in there and it has four drawers. And my husband and I had, ever since we've been married, that's 35 years. And, of course, I have varnished it, scraped it down, sandpapered and varnished it.
Yeah. Is it tall or is it short?
It's medium size.
About how tall would you say?
Oh, I don't know.
About four?
About so high, I guess.
That's about probably four.
4 foot.
Yeah. Okay. Does it have doors or just
drawers? No, it's just drawers. He has two and I have two.
Tables and chairs and couches and all that you all call
furniture.
Yeah. Okay. All along. Let's see. If you didn't have a closet, you know, that was just built in the wall, you might have a movable piece of furniture that you could hang things in. What would you